It's Saturday, the 14th of March. It's about 11:15 a.m. I'll all lie in bed this morning till just after 10. Badly needed lie in bed. Oh my goodness me. But I'm definitely feeling the betterment from that. Catching up on some Z's, giving the body and, well, I was going to say giving the mind a rest, but not mind. My brain is more active during the night than it is during the day. But giving the body a good rest. Now, we have Mr. Blackbird in front of me, and the chucky here is from Miss. Now, they're only about 2 or 3 feet apart, and she's not chasing him away. They're still picking at the porridge. I think it's display, actually. Yes, she's giving those wings a little flick every now and again. And he's still only 3 feet apart, and they're facing each other. Actually, they're even closer now, and there's no conflict. I think she's just showing her dominance. You know, he still has to give way to her. But he's a guy, that's for sure. Hell no, things are on the move when she starts to pick up nesting material. Or when she starts to tell him to go fetch nesting material. Just like us humans, the women tell the men to go to B&Q or the DIY store and get the stuff. Anyway, it's good to see that she's found her. Ooh, she just took a wee flight on the air, but he didn't run away. Ooh, she's off after someone else. Oh, that was him. Yeah. In the middle of the bush. What a little wee chippy song. I don't think I'll bother talking about me, actually. I think much more interesting to see and the birds are up to and hear their songs and their calls. But I will say I'm feeling much better this morning. Usually when I have a long lie, I feel very lethargic after that most of the day, but I'm actually feeling pretty good this morning. Yes, we hear you, miss. Well, it's maybe the case that, you know, the dominance again of the female, that she's trying to save those scraps of porridge that's left for her. He can go and find his own love. Away you to the store. So it's another grey day. Very grey, in fact. No sunshine, not even bright sky at all anywhere. So the skies must be heavily veiled. But it's dry, it's calm, it's coldish. Not really cold, it's coldish. But in the same respect, it's one of those, you could describe it as a lovely morning because it's so dry and calm and still. It's a peaceful morning. I just used the word peaceful. That's just about to be wrecked again. It's taboo saying peaceful in my garden. Even the sound from the jets is veiled. got quite a lot to do today. I'm feeling positive about it. I need to get uptown fairly quickly, back down, get on with things, try and keep, or I should say try and get back to that eager, motivational mood, oh my god, what's that we had, that I had before we were hit with the flu. Try and get back to that buzz of industrial being. Struggling here, help me. But I have to go now, because I have something.